thealterfc.com. That's thealterfc.com. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Yesterday I had finished a program by talking about the false prophet. The false prophet. There's the Antichrist and the false prophet. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, they're the first called the first beast and the second beast. The purpose of the false prophet is to present the Antichrist to the world as God. So, as a prophet, the second beast will carry out all the functions to make sure that people, or the functions, I guess I would say, will carry out the program to present to the world that the Antichrist is God, the Antichrist should be worshipped, and the second beast, the false prophet, will declare the beast, the Antichrist, to be God, and the whole world must worship him. Those who will not worship the beast, Antichrist, cannot buy, cannot sell. Three things, really. There's those that take the mark of the beast. Those that take the mark of the beast will end up in Armageddon. That's a military aspect to the worship of Antichrist. Those who don't take the number, that is the economic system of Antichrist. Those who will not take the, that will not worship Antichrist, then that is the there's the worship aspect, which is the religious aspect of it. The people who will worship Antichrist, everyone that is in the occult world, whether they be anyone in the occult world that are Satanists, they will recognize Antichrist as the devil's choice for them to worship. So Antichrist, the religious system of Antichrist, will be a satanic religion. It will have nothing to do with Christianity. Those in Islam will also be forced to bail from their Islamic beliefs and worship Antichrist. It's going to be a dilemma for the Muslims. It's going to be a dilemma for the Buddhists, Hindus, all the other religions in the world. So the Antichrist worship will be the worship of the devil. And today I'm going to continue. Firstly, well, that, to end, so the false prophet, because he runs the digital world, his background will have to be in the digital world, in the computer world, tied into all of the American digital systems, digital companies. He'll be tied into Facebook, Google. At the same time, the false prophet will have access to technology. And part of that technology will be the weather warfare system with which Antichrist is going to rule the world in the future. That will be Antichrist's main weapon to rule the world. Yes, viruses, that'll be one weapon. And the false prophet will manage the virus programs, be involved in viruses, and control through virology, through vaccinations. But weather. Revelation 13, I think it's verse 13, I'm trying to remember the exact verse, that the false prophet will perform miracles in the sight of Antichrist, with Antichrist's permission, at Antichrist's orders. These miracles, one of the great miracles will be to bring fire down from heaven. Fire comes and destroys the enemies. Well, that is the basic laser warfare program of the DARPA, of the United States military, using satellite or aircraft to bring laser and microwave upon an area, and specifically pinpointed accuracy. The false prophet will have the controls to all of this type of future weather warfare, laser technology, microwave technology, satellite weapons. This is a system that really no one on the earth is going to be able to hide from. And with that, I'm going to talk now about Raytheon. Who is really behind all of the weather warfare programs? The DARPA, or the Military Weather Warfare Weapons 2025, 2030, and beyond? Well, Raytheon Intelligence Land Space, or Raytheon Intelligence and Space.com, Raytheon is very much involved. The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, Rick Rodriguez, 2 to 3, 1360 AM radio.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
You're out with your family when...
Reports of an active shooter.
Dozens of shots.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is an all too common occurrence. Contact Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions at 970-578-9821 or unfairadvantagedefense@gmail.com. And I'll give you the unfair advantage in the fight. That's Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, 970-578-9821. You can also follow me on Facebook at Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions.
Firearms and Emergency Response Training.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
What's up, guys? Come hang out with us this Friday at the Glass Doctor with myself and the rest of the KHNZ crew. We're going to have Matt Skrwanski from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. He's going to be setting up his firearms and emergency response training simulator. This thing is sweet. It's kind of like a video game. You get a mock firearm, and you get to test your skills against a variety of emergency scenarios. That address, 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, just behind the Ramsey Auto Group at the Glass Doctor. We've got the food and the fun, so I hope to see you there.
Run in the shadows, damn your love, damn your life. And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying, "Would never break the chain." If you don't love me now,
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program. Sunday, 9 to 12, my new hours for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Through the week, all programs are streamed live. Through the week and the weekend, programs are archived on 1360khnc.com, then to the podcast section. For the programs. Now, Antichrist is going to use, or the false prophet is going to use, all the weapons of the American military and DARPA and the weaponry of Europe, England especially, to control the world. Raytheon, working with NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, with NCAR, which is located in Boulder, Colorado, NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Headquarters, which is also in Boulder, Colorado, they work together, with the space program, which is presently in, I think, Georgia, or Tennessee, but it's going to stay here in Colorado, in Colorado Springs, the World Space Center. All these main centers using weather warfare are centered in Colorado, in Colorado, because Colorado is a high place. There is less obstruction, easy access to outer space, to the satellites. Because we sit high, because of our elevation, we can send out what we need easily from this location, especially the orders that need to go out to destroy whatever we want to destroy. There is an advanced weather interactive processing system, or AWIPS. It's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration / National Weather Services, NOAA, or NWS's weather forecasting data and display toolkit. This is out of Raytheon Intelligence and Space.com. Forecasters at more than 130 National Weather Services offices across the nation use the capabilities of AWIPS to make increasingly accurate weather predictions and to dispense rapid, highly reliable warnings and advisories. Well, if you're creating the weather, you know ahead of time what you're going to do so you can send warnings to the people in general, to the general population. Yeah. But more specifically, to the children that they want to protect, the children of the devil in those areas that they want to warn them ahead of time, brace for this, brace for that, and probably you need to go ahead and for like a week or two, leave the area. So they warn the people in their secret societies what they're planning so those people can vacate or sell their properties and get away from that area so there's no loss. Raytheon Intelligence and Space designed, developed, and deployed the system's next-generation hardware and software. So Raytheon, again, is behind this weather warfare and will be behind this present or behind the weather warfare weaponry in the years to come. Presently, right now, Canada in Vancouver, they have been hit with a massive, massive alien weather war, really. It's a massive rain flood. It's an ocean, they call it a river in the sky that is hitting that area north of Seattle. And it's affecting Seattle, Washington also, and down a little further into America. The rain has been so severe, Vancouver, Canada, presently, there is only one way to get to Vancouver, either ship or through the air, because basically all of the road infrastructure leading into Vancouver has been washed out. Why would that be why would you want to hit that kind of an area? Well, Vancouver is 43% of Vancouver is Asian. Could it be that somebody is trying to tell the Chinese government, if you mess with Taiwan, we'll mess with the areas where the great populations of the Chinese people live, London, Montreal, or Quebec, Canada, Vancouver? Could this be a warning to China by this administration? This is just a hypothetical I'm asking you. But the rains are so heavy that it's washed out pretty much. The floods, croplands are destroyed. People can't travel. Ranches, farms are destroyed. Roads going into Vancouver, inaccessible. Somebody's telling somebody something. Well, because of the weather warfare conspiracy, the DARPA and the United States military weather warfare weapon 2025, 2030, 2035, 2045, 55, 95, into the next century. No, it's going to end within about a decade. But because of the conspiracy, I thought, well, I'll tell you what, for the people that believe in the conspiracy, why don't I just present the evidence that people like Zbigniew Brzezinski and these type of people, the evidence that they present to the people in the black and the white, because people believe that this is all a conspiracy. So for the conspiracy people that don't believe in conspiracies, we'll start here. In 1931, there was a book, The Scientific Outlook. Lord Bertrand Arthur Russell, he was a winner of a Nobel Prize in Literature in 1950. He discussed manipulating the weather. Quote, "It may be that God made the world," Russell proclaims. "That is no reason why we should not make it over." Then, Charles Galton Darwin, the grandson of Charles Darwin, he talked about gaining direct control over the climate in his 1952 book, The Next Million Years. Then in 1947, for those who don't believe in conspiracy theories, the U.S. Navy, Army, and Air Force, working with General Electric Corporation, made the first attempt to modify a hurricane under Project Cirrus by dropping about 80 pounds of dry ice into the clouds. Then, in 1949 through 1952, there was Project Cumulus, which was carried out by the British Royal Air Force. It included cloud seeding experiments over southern England. Allegedly, it was responsible for the 1952 flood in the Devon village of Lynemouth, which resulted in 34 deaths and the destruction of multiple structures. There was, in Colorado in 1976, up the Thompson Canyon, there was a massive flood of three storm cells colliding and flooding that resulted in the deaths of I forget how many people in the big Thompson flood. There was talk that cloud seeding south of Estes, west of Estes, north of Estes took place simultaneously the same day, and supposedly the weather patterns didn't do what they were supposed to do. They converged, and we had the big Thompson flood. In 1950, the United States Forest Service carried out a project called Skyfire, where they experimented with cloud seeding techniques to decrease lightning in order to reduce forest fires. Then from 1962 to 83, under Project Storm Fury, the U.S. government tried to disrupt the inner structure of hurricanes in the Atlantic by flying aircraft into them and seeding them with silver iodide. The Bible says that mankind is going to rule the weather at the end of the world. They are going to take the principle, or what Christ did and what God did when God flooded the world to destroy the people at the time of Noah, what God did just before Adam was created, Adam and Eve, when he destroyed the ancient world, and then also what God did when he caused the weather patterns to shift in the time of Pharaoh and the time of Joseph in the book of Genesis. There were 7 years of great harvest, 7 years of no harvest. So God always used the weather. Then Christ is going across the sea of, I think it was Galilee, I can't remember, or Tiberias, to heal a man that had been possessed by at least 100 demons. And on his way across the river, across the water, the winds come up and the rains and the storm hits. And Christ tells the rain to stop and tells the waves to be calm. He controls the weather. In the book of Revelation, Christ said that there's going to be a time when there are going to be hailstones the size of about half or three quarters of the size of a bucket of a 5 gallon bucket. He's going to make it miserable for the children of the devil that live here in America. So Christ uses weather. Well, the principle of Antichrist is whatever Christ did, you do it. If Christ performs miracles, then through the occult, Antichrist will perform miracles. If Christ punishes the world through weather, well, then Antichrist will do the same thing. This is the principle that man has picked up from the teachings of Christ and the teachings in the Bible. Whatever is in the Bible, find ways to duplicate it, replicate it. Weather warfare. Okay, now weather modification involves three major categories, according to this report, which is newworldwar.org. Newworldwar.org. New World War Weather Warfare is the article. Three categories. Number one, suppression of weather patterns. In other words, stop them. Secondly, intensifying the weather patterns. So take a little breeze and make it a hurricane. Thirdly, the introduction of a completely new weather pattern. So you have in the, let's say, the desert, you decide you want to cause it to rain for 3 days. Well, you use HARP technology you draw moisture into that area and you flood the area. It has happened, it is still happening, it will continue to happen. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. 1360 AM Radio, the top radio.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
There's a little log cabin nestled in the Colorado Rockies, cozy, secluded, and it's just for pets. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort.
No bipeds allowed.
Happy Tails, I mean Trails Pet Spa and Resort is all the comforts of home with the luxury of a spa and resort. The 35 services available, from basic boarding to bed buddies and belly rubs to massage therapy. Beware, though, this kind of treatment may change your dog's personality. When you end up bringing him the Sunday paper to read, don't say we didn't warn you.
Oh, you just need a warm-up, Spike?
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort is the gold standard for pet lodging and boarding. Ultra clean and safe and upscale, with individual suites, with TV, webcam, private backyard, even patio homes. And 24-hour on-site care, a first for Northern Colorado. Call right now for a complimentary day of boarding plus a free shampoo. 663-PAWS, 663-PAWS. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats off I-25 and Crossroads just north of Sentara.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, following Alex Jones. And on Sunday, 9 to 12, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Again, all programs are streamed live, and weekday and weekend programs are archived on podcast 1360KHNC.com, the best AM radio. So, documentation proves that weather warfare is not a myth. This is real. The black and the white proves it. Documentation proves it. For people that say that weather warfare is a conspiracy theory, well, the government is laughing at them. Let's see. In 2005, Business Week reported that China, Russia, and Mexico are modifying the weather, with China spending $400 million a year on weather management programs. That's in 2005. In the 1960s, just up here to our neighboring state up north, Weather Modification Incorporated of Fargo, North Dakota, offered professional weather modification service to insurance companies. Why to insurance companies? I have no idea. Water resource management groups, federal and state government research organizations. They specialize in weather modification, cloud seeding, and rain enhancement and fog dispersion. Whoopsie daisy, for the those who believe this is a conspiracy, it's in the black and the white. Go to Weather Modification Incorporated of Fargo, North Dakota, you who don't believe in a conspiracy, and have them rain during the week, but on the weekends when you have a picnic, pay them, and they'll make sure it doesn't rain on over your home on the weekend and put out your briquettes. Then, a Russian company called Elat Intelligence Technologies in 1992, they offered professional water weather modification also. The unit consists of a power supply which provides current to a series of antennas that focus an electrical charge into the air. It's connected to a computer, and it can tailor weather patterns over a distance of 200 miles. Whoopsie daisy. More proof. Now, an instrument of war. Again, this is out of newworldwar.org, and the article is New World War Weather Warfare. According to U.S. military reports that appeared in 1996, weather modification will be used across the entire spectrum of conflict to achieve domestic and international military objectives. Domestic, like maybe a winter hurricane, a snow hurricane in Dallas, Texas in 2001 at the end of the year? Or was it this year? How about something not just internationally, but domestically? How about a hurricane over Louisiana? Katrina? How about volcanoes that are there dormant, and they use electromagnetic pulses to stimulate and low ELF, extra low frequencies, to stimulate the magma before below a volcano to get it to erupt? Well, we'll go on here. We'll prove that they can do it. During the Vietnam War, government used weapons under Project Popeye. It was to seed clouds composed of silver iodide. It was developed at the Naval Weapons Center in China Lake, California, which was hit last year with a massive groupings of earthquakes, which the U.S. government believes was part of an attack by an unknown company on all of the evil that they're doing there at China Lake. And it pretty much shut the facility down for a while. I think it's, for the most part, hasn't returned to what it was able to do. I think they're still rebuilding. The project began in 1966, lasted half a decade, and was considered a success. Of course it was a success. Now, in 1970, Zbigniew Brzezinski, founder of the Trilateral Commission, advocated the covert use of weather attacks, such as long periods of drought or storm, to force a nation into compliance. Like, what about some of these nations in Africa that are not vaccinating their people? Why not just cause even more hardship, cause a drought, or rain them out? The United Nations Weather Weapons Treaty of May 1977, I remember reading about this. Some of the nations in Africa went to the UN and asked for a treaty so that Russia, China, America, England would not interfere with their natural weather patterns to cause drought and destroy their economies. And the here's what the United States Air Force stated. They said that the UN's Weather Modification Treaty, which prohibits the hostile use of weather modification, is not applicable because their attacks, meaning the military's attacks, will not be large scale, encompassing several hundred kilometers, or long lasting, several months in length, or result in serious injury to human life. This is another lie by the military. But then it says here in 1994, going forward, 1994 U.S. Air Force reported advocating using weather attacks to reduce the comfort levels of the enemy. These weather attacks, according to the non-lethal weapons advocate John Alexander, will play a strategic role in future conflicts. He describes weather warfare as a possible weapon of mass destruction. Here they say they won't use it to cause serious injury to human life, and now they say it's a possible weapon of mass destruction. Mass destruction doesn't mean just buildings, infrastructure, things of this nature. It means life. In 1994, non-lethal weather warfare proposal acknowledged the successful use of weather modification as an instrument of warfare in Vietnam, described how the creation of floods, blizzards, and droughts could be used to destroy a nation's economy. How about the economy of the United States of America? How about what is happening in Vancouver, Canada? We'll be right back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360 AM Radio.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
What do you do when you
Okay, out of the documentation, government documentation, we prove that weather warfare is being used as a weapon on mankind. Now, we're going to talk about precision lightning strikes. With synthetic lightning is also possible. In a 2005 book, Weapons Grade, How Modern Warfare Gave Birth to Our High-Tech World, mentioned that artificial lightning had been accomplished by using lasers. Some lightning strikes 200 meters long, with the possibility to extend these strikes to 2 miles, a lightning bolt. The New York Times noted that the United States Air Force was considering using such lasers for lightning attacks. Now, you know, in California, drought here for the last 3 years, the forests are very dry. And, yeah, you can send a guy with, 5 gallons or 3 gallons of diesel fuel or kerosene out in the forest and have him spread out and start a fire. Or you can just use these airplanes that fly above an area and have a power plant on board and create lightning, or you can just use lightning from another source using a high-tech electromagnetic power and just start bombarding an area with these synthetic lightning bolts. Oh, they're not just made out of something that's like rubber. No, these things will kill you. So the United States Air Force itself referenced using controlled lightning strikes to attack its targets. Lasers can even be used to cut holes in the ozone layer above the land of an adversary. Then you have, we all know, the HAARP, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, HAARP, as a modification using electromagnetic waves. In a 2009 History Channel document, a documentary called Weather Warfare, and secondly, a Discovery Channel program in 2005 entitled Owning the Weather for Its Alleged Weather Control Capabilities. See, if God uses weather, well, the children of the devil are going to want to use weather too to punish mankind. The best scientists in ionosphere research were consulted to build HAARP, a computer system, along with its computer systems and controls. It was built by British Aerospace Systems and Raytheon Corporation on contracts funded by the United States Air Force, Navy, and DARPA. I remember, where did they get their power with the facility up in Glaucon, Alaska? Where did they get the power from? Well, you have all that oil there. The Atlantic Richfield Corporation, they were part of one of the groups that was supplying the financing for this project. And they have so much oil up there that oil and gas is no problem. All they have to do is get oil and gas to a little generating station. They have all the power that they need. Other institutions that help create it. Now, for those that are sending your children to college to get into space weaponry or defense research, biological research, be careful, because these institutions were also part of building the HAARP program or the HAARP facility. The University of Alaska, Boston College, UCLA, Clemson University, Dartmouth College, Cornell University, John Hopkins University, University of Maryland, College Park, Penn State University, University of Massachusetts, MIT, Polytechnic Institute of New York, Stanford University, and the University of Tulsa. You see, these universities are the government, are government facilities to take the best, to provide for the students what is needed so that they can create whatever the government would like them to create. And also they have competition classes like, let's, for example, robotics. Each engineering class will say, let's make a robot that is able to, and they give them an objective that they can go underwater, that is submersible, that will withstand electric shock, that will, no matter what happens, it's indestructible. And these kids, they love to get into something like that so they can win a prize and get a blue ribbon. But it's the government always using the intellect of our children to build this type of evil. HAARP is managed by the U.S. Air Force's Research Laboratory, the Office of Naval Research, the U.S. Navy, DARPA, University of Alaska's Geophysical Institute. Now they use low frequency waves, ELF, ULF, VLF, or high frequency, and they use these frequencies and they turn them into terahertz, the terahertz range, to generate infrared and visible light. Invisible light, meaning laser. HAARP is capable of transferring massive amounts of energy to specific points on the planet, creating virtually a virtual conduit consisting of a series of ionospheric mirrors. They can take and align the molecules and send a beam of electricity down that avenue of electrons. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 AM Radio. We'll be right back.
With the holidays upon us, consider giving the gift of high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank. High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef in either bulk packages or holiday box sets, direct from us, the ranchers. This holiday season, give the gift of beef at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right, continuing, we're going to finish out the hour, last segment here. And to support the present truth, if you should want to support this present truth, be sure to put on the way in whichever you would want to support, whether you come in and donate in person or mail in, be sure to let the ladies in the office know that it is for the Present Truth program. And if you want to mail in, it's P.O. Box 104. This is KHNC, P.O. Box 104, and that's Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. This will keep me on the air. This is a hot hour here, so I don't want anybody to try to bump me off of it. Well, they're going to have to fight, man. I'm telling you, they're really going to have a fight to get me off this hour. But it's okay. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Now I'm going to close out. Okay, so this HARP program, for those that years ago were saying that this is all a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. The proof, I've just presented an hour's worth of proof or 40 minutes worth of proof to you. Now I'll finish out with this. HARP is basically, according to the evidence, is a multi-purpose tool. And again, the report is out of newworldwar.org. newworldwar.org. It's a multi-purpose tool. Number one, it exists to detect underground structures like our enemies, China, Russia. It from above can look, I think they were saying, up to 50 miles into the Earth's crust. That's quite a ways. And at the same time, it will tell you where the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Pelosi, all these people have their underground facilities. So they are using this technology, and they themselves are exposed in all of the U.S. military underground facilities where they sacrifice children and human beings are visible from above through the HARP system. They know what's going on. To search for natural resources, to address national security issues, I got to think about that one, to communicate with submerged submarines using ELF waves, for surveillance purposes, to examine new options for strategic communication. Now, with this, they can pretty much destroy all communication. Also, it is a facility that was created to conduct pioneering experiments in the ionospheric phenomena for developing ionospheric enhancement technology for communication and surveillance purposes. It also is a geophysical prospect. It will provide communications for submarines and geophysical prospecting using earth-penetrating tomography, EPT, to detect natural resources such as oil and people killing children, people killing human beings, and all the aliens that are underground too, probably. That's the end of today's program. See you tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for the podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group. 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.